This was the first day of what we called Eternal Torment Week. Well, that's what we called it on the brochures. Amongst ourselves at the radio studio there in Cleveland, we called it Hell Week. And it was hell, disproving all the wrong doctrine about hell. You weren't there that night, were you?
No, I know you were kind of apprehensive about it before.
Oh, every time we went on the air, we were apprehensive right up until the time Ricardo pointed to us and said, "You're on." Mm. As soon as that happened, all our apprehensions dissolved. We prayed every night before we went on the air. We all prayed together. We were nervous as heck. None of us knew anything about radio. We'd never been on the radio in our lives, and here we were taking on Orthodox theology. We prayed every night, but as soon as Ricardo gave us the go, all our fear evaporated and we let her rip. You know, folks, today the enemies of the cross are not wearing black. The enemies of the cross are in the church. They are naming the name of Christ. And Satan is working an incredible deception in that he is putting out his doctrines of demonic success, which is what eternal torment is, through the agency of a body of people naming the name of Christ. He is a wily enemy. And the greatest cloak he ever had is religion. And the most deceptive religion there has ever been is the Christian religion. This week, we are going to show you in the Scriptures, we are going to dissolve the common objections to these great truths of Christ's victory. We're going to look into Gehenna. We're going to look into Hades, into Tartarus, the three hells. We're going to talk about hell. We're going to talk about the judgment of the nations in Matthew 25. There's no passage in Scripture that has been so twisted as this passage. When you see what this is really talking about, the Bible might make sense to you for the first time in your life. We're going to talk about the rich man and Lazarus. How many times have you heard this used to prove that some are never gonna get back to God in spite of Jesus Christ's work? By Friday, we're going to have talked about the lake of fire. We believe in all these things. We believe in judgment. We just don't believe they're eternal.